Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Kerr. I'm back with the September 2022 installment of the News of the Month series on the Kerr Reviews podcast. This is where I talk about a few different entertainment news stories that feel important and or interesting to me. Each of the stories you'll be hearing me talk about have been divided into four separate categories. The first set of them is about the Golden Globes. For those who may or may not remember, over a year ago, it was revealed that there were no black people among any of the members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. In response to that major controversy, a number of publicists in Hollywood started to boycott them. Thus, no Golden Globes telecast nor ceremony took place this past year at all. They still moved ahead with their awards anyway, only by announcing nominations and winners. Though according to recent reports, the Golden Globes might be coming back to NBC this year. Apparently, the Peacock Network is currently zeroing in on an air date for the telecast. Traditionally, the Globes have taken place on a Sunday in January, though looking at what's coming up on every Sunday of this coming January, everything is booked. The first happens to be New Year's Day, the second is January 8th, which is the last day of the NFL's regular season, which would pose a conflict with NBC's Sunday Night Football, and the third is January 15th, which the Critics' Choice Awards will already be taking place then. So I've read that the Globes are eyeing Tuesday, January 10th, 2023 for this year's ceremony. Nothing's official yet, but let's hope for the best, and I'll be sure to provide further updates if and when we get any. This next news story is about New York, New York. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, New York, New York was a dramatic musical film released in 1977 directed by Martin Scorsese starring Liza Minnelli and Robert De Niro. The story followed a jazz saxophonist and a pop singer who fall madly in love and marry. However, the saxophonist's outrageously volatile personality places a continual strain on their relationship, and after they have a baby, their marriage crumbles, even as their careers develop on separate paths. The movie featured jazz standards as well as original tunes written by John Kander and Fred Ebb, the legendary musical theater songwriting team behind Cabaret and Chicago. Probably the most famous song on the soundtrack is the title number, New York, New York, which has gone on to be covered by countless vocalists, including Frank Sinatra. I've never seen the movie myself, though I should probably rectify that at some point. However, it was announced this past month that a loose stage adaptation of the film is coming to Broadway sometime this March. It will feature John Kander and Fred Ebb's classic songs from the movie, as well as new material Kander composed with Lin-Manuel Miranda writing the lyrics. The book is being written by David Thompson, and the production is set to be directed and choreographed by five-time Tony winner Susan Stroman. No other details such as exact dates, venue, nor casting has been revealed yet, although the stage adaptation will reportedly bear little actual resemblance to the original film, as it will be focusing on a new storyline set in 1946. In any case, it should be interesting to see how this project shapes up and eventually fares at next year's Tony Awards. This next topic is about the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards. They're coming up this month, and I thought I'd take this moment to keep everyone who's interested in watching them in the know on details that are currently out there. The ceremony will be taking place on Monday, September 12th, hosted by Kenan Thompson. The festivities will begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, airing simultaneously on NBC and its streaming service, Peacock. 2 years ago, the telecast mainly took place from the Staples Center in Hollywood, while the winners gave acceptance speeches from their homes as no full-fledged ceremony could be held due to COVID-19. Last year, they had to resort to the event deck with socially distanced seating due to, at the time, growing concerns involving the Delta variant. This year, the show is planning to be back at the Microsoft Theater for the first time since 2019. If anyone listening right now is planning to watch this year's Emmys, I hope I did my best to get you all ready for the big night. I've got plenty of coverage for them coming up, both here on the podcast and on my website. So be sure to keep your eyes and ears out for everything that'll be coming your way, especially within the next week. For our final subject, I'd like to take this moment to remember six industry veterans we've lost within this past month. Actress Nichelle Nichols died of a heart failure on July 30th at the age of 89. She was best known for her role as Lieutenant Uhura in the original Star Trek TV series from the 1960s and its film sequels. Her portrayal of Uhura was considered groundbreaking for African-American actresses on American television at the time. From 1977 through 2015, Nichols volunteered her time to promote NASA's programs and recruit diverse astronauts, including women and ethnic minorities. Actress Pat Carroll died of pneumonia on July 30th at the age of 95. While she was probably best known for voicing Ursula in the 1989 Disney animated classic The Little Mermaid, she also had four Broadway credits to her name. Her first one in particular, Catch a Star, earned her a Tony Award nomination in 1956 for Best Featured Actress in a Musical. Not to mention that throughout her career, Carroll also managed to win a Primetime Emmy Award in 1957 for her supporting performance on Caesar's Hour, as well as a Grammy in 1981 in the category of Best Spoken Word Documentary or Drama Recording for Gertrude Stein, Gertrude Stein, Gertrude Stein. Actress-singer Olivia Newton-John died of breast cancer on August 8th at the age of 73. As an actress, she was best known for her role as Sandy in the 1978 movie musical Grease. As a recording artist, she managed to win four Grammy Awards throughout her career. Actress Anne Heche died on August 11th, just 1 week after suffering from a terrible car crash at the age of 53. She managed to win a Daytime Emmy Award in 1991 for her role on the soap opera Another World, received a Tony nomination in 2004 for her performance as Lily Garland in a Broadway revival of Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur's play 20th Century, and finished in 13th place on the 29th season of Dancing with the Stars in 2020. Director Wolfgang Petersen died of pancreatic cancer on August 12th at the age of 81. He was the Oscar-nominated filmmaker behind 1982's Das Boot. He made other movies such as 1984's The Neverending Story, 1993's In the Line of Fire, 1995's Outbreak, 1997's Air Force One, and 2000's The Perfect Storm. Actor-producer Robert Lupone died of pancreatic cancer on August 27th at the age of 76. He was best known for originating the role of Zack in A Chorus Line, which earned him a Tony nomination in 1976, finding MCC Theater, and being the older brother to three-time Tony winner Patsy LuPone. Robert also had small roles in different movies, such as Norman Jewison's 1973 adaptation of Jesus Christ Superstar and Oliver Stone's 1991 biographical film, The Doors. My condolences go out to all of their families. So that just about does it for the news of this month. I will be back on October 3rd to discuss any bits of entertainment news stories that I found interesting and or important from September. If you love this show, please leave us a review. Go to ratethispodcast.com/carereviewspodcast and follow the simple instructions. Feel free to subscribe to wherever you get this podcast. If you'd like to find more content from me, please visit my website, which is www.carereviews.net. You can also find it on Twitter at @carereviews and me at @JeffreyCare. Thanks for listening, and I will see you all later.